Much of the Hartford Current Fox City-sponsored debate was focused on the economy. It was obvious the gloves were off. Both candidates promised to cut taxes and reduce government spending. They attacked incumbent Democratic Governor Donald Malloy for being a bad fiscal manager. Foley went on to lump McKinney with Malloy.
John McKinney has been in the legislature for over 15 years. He's part of the problem. Same old, tired, shop-worn policies that haven't worked for Connecticut. Neither Governor Malloy nor Senator McKinney will keep spending lower than I will.
McKinney responded by saying he has presented five alternative GOP minority budgets that shrunk the size of state government and didn't increase taxes.
Tom, if you'd ever taken time to read a budget or put a budget together for the state, you would have known that we reduced in real dollars spending for the state of Connecticut.
Both candidates are wealthy Fairfield County residents. They were asked if they could relate to working class voters in Connecticut. McKinney had this answer.
My great-grandfather built a business, hired people, actually grew jobs in Connecticut. That wasn't me. When I was 15 years old, I got my first job working as a dishwasher in a local restaurant, making minimum wage.
Foley's response?
President Lincoln was the one who said, don't begrudge the success of others. So this is a country where everybody believes that if somebody else is successful, that means Their turn is coming up next.
The debate was the first of two the candidates are scheduled to have before the August 12th Republican primary. The winner will face Governor Malloy in November. Ebong Udama, WSH News.